An estimated $26 billion could soon be coming to counties all across the country from a financial settlement involving opioid manufacturers. BPR reports that county governments in North Carolina are already making plans for that money. A federal court in Ohio is deciding the settlement for a case that includes roughly 3,000 lawsuits against three pharmaceutical companies and Johnson & Johnson. Kevin Leonard, the executive director of the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners, says counties are the level of government that have felt the impact of opioid addiction most, as most treatment services come from them.
Counties are deeply engaged and concerned about the impacts of the opioid crisis because they are on the front lines of this crisis and have been for well over a decade now.
That's where an agreement between counties, known as an MOA, comes into play, explains Leonard.
And so each state is then responsible for coming up with their own allocation agreement. And that's where the association has played a role, working on behalf of 100 counties with the Department of Justice.
For the state to receive the maximum payout under the settlement, all of North Carolina's 100 counties, plus cities and municipalities, need to sign on.
A bit of a daunting task to come up with something that everyone agrees upon, but that's the job of our association.
The agreement outlines how North Carolina is part of the settlement, which is expected to be about $850 million over 18 years, will be distributed. By already agreeing to how the money will be spent, Leonard says the funding can be given out faster.
We are trying to be as prepared as we can to try to get this resolved as quickly as possible.
80% of the funds would go to county governments and large cities in North Carolina, with outlines on how it must be spent.
When that national settlement does occur, we're already way ahead of the game.
So far, just 19 out of 100 counties have signed on to the state MOA, including four from Western North Carolina. It's on the agenda for commissioners in the region's two largest counties, Buncombe and Henderson, next month. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.